Let us pray once again. Our Father, we are grateful unto you for your grace upon our lives. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the number of months that have gone out of this year already. Thank you for your protection upon us, the provisions of our need, the healings, the blessings, everything that you have graciously done unto us. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you for the remaining few months. Lord Jesus, you that started the year with us, that have brought us to this hour, we trust that you see us through to the end of the year. Thank you, our Father. We are grateful for the fellowship we had around your word in the Sunday school. Lord, we are coming for the main service. We ask that your blessings will continue with us. In all the nations of the world, O God, we are all looking unto you, the entire world, both your children and none of your children, directly and indirectly, are all looking unto you for help, because the birds in the air, the animals in the field, that all the living creatures, both small and big, you put under the water, they are all depending upon you on a daily basis for their daily sustenance. Father, how great thou art. Thank you, our Father. Help us again. Very soon we open the Bible again. May we continue to have sweet fellowship around your word that you are giving unto us at this end time. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Lord, while you are blessing your people, please put us in a condition where we can receive our own. Don't pass us by, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. You can please be seated, thankfully for everything that he has graciously allowed to cross our path this morning. Let us listen to this. Does he like you? Because you are no longer under his domain, nor under his leadership. That is why Brother Abraham said, if Satan is not pursuing you, it means he has gotten you. But because he cannot get us, he's always there to pursue us. But we know God has prayed for us that we will arrive safely. So let's be praying for one another. I remember there is something about prayer. Like I often said, we haven't got a school where you go to learn how to pray. We learn how to pray by praying. Make it a habit of your own that you have this. You know, instead of be idle, which the message of the hour condemned. The message of the hour condemned idleness. He said, idleness is worldliness. That's what the prophet said. It's worldliness. You are idle, you listen to all kinds of jokes and tales in the radio. That kind of precious time you would have spent in the presence of the Lord to pray for the saints, pray for yourself, pray for the ministers, pray for the people that are leading us. That is what the Bible says. Because I don't care whatever your political idea wherever you lean to, whether you lean to B or you lean to Atiku or you lean to Jagaba, the decisions have been taken. Jagaba is the president. Pray for him. Pray for Senate. Pray for the House of Rep. Pray for the governors. Pray for the local government chairman and the rest of it, the people in authority, that we might be governed in peace. Because there is violence, there is trouble, they declare curfew. We can't meet like this. Every one of us will be home, which is not the best thing. May God help us. Let me read this. This is Brother Shoname of Bible Way Tabernacle, Lagos, inviting us for the burial of the daddy, which will take place October 3rd. This year, please, let's be in prayers Let me pray us for it so that the Lord will October 3rd, October 5th. You have a Thursday, October 5th at his residence. Thursday, October 5th at his residence. And you have Friday, October 6th at Echo Event Center. No, it's on the board. Please, church, let us pray towards it and let us plan towards it too, because the Bible has said you should rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. It's a time of weeping. The daddy has gone and never will return again. This mortal season. So let's be in prayers for them. I've been planning to go there and support them physically and financially. Let me say something. When to do something of this nature, whether it is wedding or burial or whatever ceremony, there is nothing too little. Even if it is 20, if it is 200 naira, envelope it and give it to the people. Okay? You see, we must be trained to know how to do what is right. In the message, what do you call it now? That day of Calvary, the prophet said Calvary means living for others. Jesus did not go to Calvary for himself. He needed not to repent of anything. Was he a sinner? But he descended so low, he considered so low, so that it could become sin for you and me, so that we can become the righteousness of God in him. That is why tomorrow I don't believe. You see that a kune or a yene? You can't put leg here, put leg here. The prophet said, no sinner saint. He says, either you are a sinner or you are a saint. Amen. And those that know that they are saints, not that they are boastful about it, but they are testifying of what God has done for them. And that is what they are. In the book of God, that is what they are. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. There are people who naturally they don't know. They are not used to giving. Muwa, 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 lakpa yeleke. That kind of a thing. The scripture says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? May God help us. If for your sake and for my sake, the Almighty who made the heavens and the earth, placed the moon and the stars where they are, and commanded them to be appearing in their season in the night, and as the sun, the greater light, to rule by day, put everything in their positions. Mighty ocean, put it where hallelujah. That Almighty has to condescend to come and be born as a mortal. Look at all he suffered. Nobody appreciated him. Doing what about doing good. He never done anything wrong to anybody. He come in contact with a dead person, he will raise him back to life. He come in contact with a sick person, he will give healing to the fellow. The people who were with him one time, they were very hungry, he multiplied bread for them to chop. In that all, they say he was visible. He didn't move him because he knew he came for a purpose. The purpose why he came is to produce you and me and sons and daughters of God. Church, may I say this? Now, this is what I want to say before we sing happy birthday here. When God descended upon the mountain, the Bible referred to the mountain as what? Holy mountain. Is that so? When God came to the burning bush, and the bush was burning, it was not consuming the elements. What did God told Moses? Remove your shoes, so the ground you are standing is what? Holy ground. And the prophet said, there is no holy man. There's no holy church. It is the Holy Ghost in the man that made the man holy. It is the Holy Ghost in the church that made the church holy. So brothers and sisters, this race we are running, don't depend on anything else. Because anything else will not work. It will not work. Are you following me? Don't depend upon your talent. You might even be the pastor of the church. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you will miss the rapture. You know, when you are the pastor of the church, they pay tight. They say, now you... May God help us. Don't depend upon that. I don't depend upon any talent. I can play guitar, I can play trumpet, I can play drums, I can... anything. First and foremost, make sure you are filled with the Holy Ghost. That is the most important thing in life. That is what makes life meaningful. I'm telling you, why do we send our children to school? Some of us who can afford it, we send them overseas. Some go here, some go here to do what? To acquire good knowledge, you know, good education. Fine. It's our responsibility to do it. What do they do? What that paper they give them to, their children can inherit it. I hope you know that. Once they close their heart in debt, the paper is useless. Not only that, it is just a meal ticket. What is the meal ticket for? To chop better food, ride good car, the latest, ride the latest, live in mansion, put on good clothes. Period. Check it up. About to be alone. If you want to further, you say, I acquire wealth. I have houses in Dubai. I have some in London. I have some in Washington. I have some in Abuja. I have some in Accra. I have some in Abidjan. I have some in wherever, Istanbul. Amen. Despite all this wealth you have, they cannot put a plate of rice down here, a plate of padded yam, and you consume the two of them. You can't. You have constipation. Now the small where you they chop before, where you know have nothing, that is what you will be eating. If God will help you. May God help us. That is why the scripture tells us that we brought nothing here on earth. The Bible says naked we came. And naked when we go. We brought nothing. We already taken nothing. Materially speaking. The only thing we are asked to take. That is why we gather Wednesday. You know, half term service or Friday. And the rest of it. Whatever the changes might be as time goes on. That is why we might be restored back to all night prayer meeting. When the time comes. What are we doing all those things for? There is a kingdom that is promised. God, who became flesh through virgin birth and did all that he did when he was going, he promised to come back. He is coming back. We used to talk about Noah, whose tenure was about 120. They were waiting for the manifestation. What is 120 to how long we have waited now? Over 2,000 years. We have been waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God has a program. Believing you are part of that program, renounce sin. Remove your hand from sin. You say, oh, I don't miss church. Judas wasn't missing church. Judas, he was not missing church. And yet he was a thief. Judas is fond of taking people's property. Be careful. There used to be a say that, Ojo Gbogbo Lojo Itole. Ojo Kon. They might leech you. You might die suddenly. They might put tire on your neck and pour petrol. That is the judgment of man self. Apart from that, you may be so clever and you nobody caught you. If you die with that nature, you will go to hell. That is why Brother Abraham said, I'll be to the two sides. The religious of the lost and the religious of the blessed. He said about the religious of the... He said you can never think that that place is so bad. He said somebody in fire, burning and not being consumed, is small thing to that world. He said, whatever you do, don't go towards the downward path. If you are living in sin, the road you are traveling is towards the downward path. That's why the prophet said, no matter how you say, your theophany is from above. He said, what's the life you live? He said, because your theophany influences your life. This message, there is nothing he didn't tell us. The footed up of human beings and the way you live, everything about you, the message tells us. When he was talking about the sixth dimension, which is the place of the sleeping saints, hallelujah. The people that are there now, they don't sleep, they are not tired, they don't even eat. How can you explain that? They are not tired, they don't sleep, they don't eat food, and yet they are as healthy can be. Brothers, sisters, let me talk like a man. Don't miss it. Let me talk like God. His children will never miss it. Let us sing happy birthday for Joshua Adegoke. Just pray along with me that for the next 2 months, I'll be away to U.S. I want to see my grandchildren. And also, I have a lot of friends in the U.S., a lot of them. And we, as the Lord will make a way, I fellowship with as many as open their doors. And just pray along with me. The cold must be kept down in the place now. That is why I have to escape for, on hot early December. I will come back. And don't forget too, before you start saying, Shebu Eshembola to U.S., there is another plan. There's convention in Cote d'Ivoire that they invited me to. So when I come back early December, I will still go to Cote d'Ivoire to honor that invitation. Pray along with me. Are you hearing me? I'm not a missionary, neither am I an evangelist, but sometimes it comes like this. I've been with you for the past 40-something years. Is that true? Yeah. For the past 40-something years. And I don't think that I've not been making journeys like this. I've remained a goalkeeper. And I will continue to keep the goal. But it just come like this. Just bear with me. God bless you. I say, God bless you. And somebody was telling me in Togo that he is organizing a convention for this name, but we are saying, I've already committed to Cote d'Ivoire. I can't speak myself. It just depends on how the days will fall anyway. Brothers, sisters, we are a family of God. May God continue to help us. Play your little role. You have it. The prophet said, nobody can take your place. The place God place you, whether as a housewife, nobody else can be in that place. It's God that placed you there. Make sure that place where you are, you use it best as a housewife to serve as an example to other housewives. You may not be a preacher, and yet we are all preachers. All of us are preachers. I think you get what I'm saying. With your colleague in school, if they are going the negative way, they are doing anything unrighteous, don't close your mouth. Not only you will not partake with them, put your voice against it. How many of us remember Brother William Ajayi? A few of us remember him. Do you know he has to resign from civil service? Why?
The place where he was, I think it was a research something. There were a lot of money in that place. He will not chop money as the head of the place. And because he will not chop, nobody other here can chop. Until he heard that the people were planning to send higher assassins to him, he has to resign for his own good. If you stand for God anywhere, you will be persecuted. Because Satan ruled here. If you are in a place you are not persecuted, it's because you are a compromiser. I must tell you the truth. As long as you stand for God, let me tell you, where we were traveling to Togo. Is it to Togo now? Let me see where that something took place. When we were traveling to Togo, you know, I made certain journeys. It was when I was coming from Edo State. The man that took us, the first checkpoint he met, they say, "Where are you going?" He say, "Akure." He say, "Akure." When we passed the checkpoint, I say, "If your child tell lie at home and you beat him, your heart should condemn you. You are a liar." Me, I'm not going to Akure. I'm going to Ibadan. He look back, he see me. I look him, he look me. That didn't stop him. When he made the other checkpoint, say, "Where are you going?" He said, "Elisha." Do you know why? If they know they are going far, they will extort money from them. And he begin to talk. I say, "Hey, Ogbeni, this road you are traveling is a dangerous one. Because if evil happens in your presence and you not put your mouth, you are a partaker of it. You are in a place. You say, "Well, I will not partake with all that." You know they are doing evil. You know, tell them the consequence. Every unrighteousness is sin. You can't escape it. You may be so clever, you have dollar to use. If they block your way of naira, you use dollar to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Praise God for you. You are clever. The prophet said, evil ministers can sin and cover the face of the congregation. May they not do anything. He said, you can't cover the face of God. Are you hearing me? That's why the scripture says, you that preaches that shall not commit adultery. Are you guilty of it? I think you will escape the judgment of God. God is no respecter of any man. You know what God did to Miriam when he spoke badly about Moses? Was there no sisters among us? He go marry, is it Ethiopia again now or something? God smote her with leprosy. How can you be talking against my servant like that? Moses had to come and intercede for her. The prophet said, despite the healing, he said, she never lived long. Amen. Not only that, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, where were they when it was Moses and Aaron that were parading the palace? Where were they? After they said that all the battle had been fought, they were on their way going. Dathan rose up. Abiram rose up. Korah rose up. I said, what is going on here? Everything, Moses. I'm tired of this. Is it only Moses that God they talk to? God also talk to us. The Bible said they were renowned people in the congregation. And the prophet told us they were ministers. They were ministers. Ministers to be very careful. Anytime you see problem in a church, a minister is behind it. I'm telling you the truth. You see a problem in a church, watch, trace it. A minister is at the corner. That is whining that thing. I do tell people, whatever you do, whether in the secret or in the open, whether for good or for bad, there is an OCI watching you. That is why the scripture says, I did put it now, I will remember in a jiffy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you fear God, whether you are alone or in the midst of devils, you will do what is right. Because you know, Papa no see me, Mama no see me, Pastor no see me, no minister see me, no brother, no sister see me. What are you doing? You are not wise. You see, those people will judge you. The person that will judge you never sleep, no son. Even in your thought, that's why the prophet told us, the thought of your heart speaks louder in heaven than your words. May God help us, O church. We are preparing to go to somewhere. Remember, it's an individual calling. The calling of the husband is different from the wife. Somebody was debating with a prophet. He said, the Bible says, husband and wife are one. He said, yes, that is true. He said, that oneness is different from what he's saying. He said, I'm looking at you now as man. Can I see your wife? He said, no. Say that oneness. The Bible specifically says they are one in the flesh. In the flesh. In the flesh. Their souls differ. We have an example of who do you call it now? Lot. Lot and his wife. The woman was so popular in Sodom until she was child lady of so many things. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. As they were going, the woman was doing follow, no revelation. Follow. Oma to say, hey, church, here Wednesday, oh, yeah, Jamalo. Come along, no, no. Come on, lobe. They were giving instruction. The agent said, until you come out, we will not do anything wrong. Oh, hallelujah. See how God loved them. Despite all that you know, story you know around them. When they came out, the woman really did not come out wholeheartedly. She was just doing follow. They were giving church order. There is church order. You know this message? There's called order and doctrine of the message. They will give you church order. Don't look back. That is why I used to tell us that all the bridges we have crossed already, we have broken them. No way back. Don't even think of it. Don't entertain it. No way back. Forward ever. Backward never. God has promised that as we are going forward, every obstacle, every enemy, every difficulty we find in the front, He will make a way. But to go back, Ibolo. May God help us all. The woman started battling. The battle is in the mind. Battling in her mind. Ibi Timothy says, child of the Timothy says, Timothy Shalom, Timothy Shagba, Timothy Shaw, Shema forsake Bubu. As she was meditating upon the trash and nonsense, Kumo, when she turned and looked back towards her left shoulder. Do you know it is your left that your heart is? Amen. May God help us. When a man is converted, when a woman is converted, is dead to the world and the things of the world. Completely dead. Have you ever seen a dead? You know, like when they killed Stephen, the Bible said they did a lot of lamentation. You are wasting your energy. The person you are talking, you are doing lamentation, is already the sixth dimension, according to the program of God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. So I count on your prayers. Pray along with me. I'll be praying for you. If before I return December 1st, first week, if the rapture takes place, let's meet there. Amen. I'll be happy to see every one of you. I know you'll be happy to see me too. These promises of God are true. They are not fake. They are true. And it takes individual of us to have the revelation of what it is, and that revelation will work upon you to be more serious. Nobody will be forcing you to pray. You will know that you need prayer. You pray for your children too. Our responsibility as parents is plenty. As you pray to get money, to feed them, to clothe them, to educate them, also pray to be spiritually minded, to know that they should have eternal life. Amen? Because no matter the position you occupy here, if you don't have eternal life, you close your eyes. So people made the mistake. Only could see similar yet. Odi Bataku, Catholicimi. That's not scriptural. And it will nisimi be tobacco, koni nisimi long. Am I right? You don't know who God is there. You die like that. You say you will know God on the other side. It's contrary to the scriptures. No true child of God will desire, will want to commit suicide. Because you have the, you are already in the kingdom. We are already in the kingdom, spiritually speaking. We are already in the kingdom. The only thing we need to do is at the appointed time we put this mortal down, take the immortal body, and where God fulfills orders, we will be king with him here, rule with him here. But spiritually now, we are spiritual kings and priests. You hear when I say anything happened, the nation say, let us pray. He so God only answered the prayers of his children. May God help us. There is going to be a rapture. There is going to be a millennium. There is going to be a general resurrection. There is going to be a white throne judgment. There is going to be a renovation of this earth. And there is going to be the descending of the four square city that God drew the plan and built. It will come here, which will serve as the headquarters of the new earth. Brothers, sisters, God has a program. And I believe you are part of that program. Let us rise. Let's turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2.
Verse 7. And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of wrath, evil as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading for that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen. I was waiting that if you will not change it, I just put it somewhere. I use my voice. God bless you. You can please be seated, church. God bless you for sitting. Now we will just take from this message the God who is rich in mercy. We'll just take a few paragraphs out of it and talk to ourselves. Praise God. Amen. Remember, we all were born in sin, shaping iniquity. We came into this world speaking lies. We're all under the rulership of the devil. He commands you, go and drink. You go and drink. He commands you, go and smoke. You go and smoke. Command you, go and fornicate. You go and do it. Command you to go and commit adultery. You do it. You were under his rulership. But God, who is rich in mercy, because by foreknowledge he foreknew you, and ordained you as time goes on, I will cause the gospel to pass through this, my son, and we believe it, and they be delivered from the power of the prince of the earth. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. What makes us sinners is not because we smoke, it's not because we drink, it's not because we fornicate and commit adultery and lie and cheat and be armed robbers and breakers into people's houses. That's not what makes us sinners. What makes us sinners is because we were born by sex. Amen? That was the original sin. It was not the perfect will of God, man and woman should marry and live together to reproduce. But Abraham said, when Adam and Eve were together in the garden, they were both naked, but they were covered with the glory of God. Adam didn't know the structure of the woman, why the woman was made different than himself. He didn't know. The woman didn't know. They were just eating and being happy, playing with animals, leopard, tiger, lions, all these animals we call carnivorous animals today. They were playing with them as we play with a goat and a sheep today. They were not eating human, but they were eating straw, just like bullocks. Everything was in order. The prophet said it would have come to a point that Adam will speak and Eve will conceive. Amen? But it was the serpent who was the closest to a human being. Let me call him a man without soul. That is the one Satan entered into a way to the garden and opened the eyes of Eve, sexually speaking. And that is how Cain was born. When the eyes of Eve were opened, it took the experience of Adam. You say, why did God create man the way he created every woman? And why did he do it? Because by foreknowledge, he knew what was going to happen. It's not you and me that events take by surprise. He knows everything. Praise God. Amen. That is what makes us sinners. So for you to be a saint, you must go through the process that God has laid down. Repentance, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the Holy Ghost. Then, when you do that, that brings you to the lineage, the way Jesus was born. Are you getting me?
the way Jesus was born. Jesus was not born by sex. Hallelujah. God bless you.
It is only that time, at that time alone, you can have victory. Until that, you are just struggling. You are just struggling because you can never live above your nature. Your nature is a fallen nature. It takes God to change it. The only way He has ordained to change it is to be born again. Amen. You hear many people say, born again, be born again. But they don't tell the people how to be born again. Very simple. Repent of your sins, be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the Holy Ghost. That is the new birth. Very simple. That is the new birth. When that happened, oh man. Hey, Brother Joy, display Galatians 5 for us. Let's pass. We are not in a hurry. Let's just pass a few comments. And Galatians 5, Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Which these works we want to mention. Every man, every woman, every boy will get born of woman. This is his nature. This is what the nature that is in him will produce. Are you following me? You can't say, no, I'm not part of it. You are lying. God's word is true. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. Can you imagine? Here, the people come to the altar. Witnesses are here. You promise to be faithful to each other according to the rituals. After all that, they pull your rings on the Bible. You take one, you fix your partner's hand, take the other, fix the other partner's hand. Those rings, the prophet referred to those rings as the token that the covenant that you have just made will always be kept. So women will carry that ring in their hand. No revelation. She will go and submit herself for another man. Come to the house and be calling Dali Dali. Sweetie, sweetie. A hypocrite. The same female. Nowadays they don't want to call it adultery. They say cheating on me. Rubbish and nonsense. You can't change the word of the Bible. If you are a married woman, you open yourself before another man, you are an adulteress. And you go to hell for it, except you repent and put it right according to the message of the hour. Don't say I suffer long. There was a woman who was having sickness. The prophet will pray for this woman several times. The woman will not be healed. One day the grace of God came down. And the Lord revealed the reason why she was not getting her healing. The prophet told her, when your husband was in the army, you were living with another man. One day you narrowly escaped train that would have crushed you. He said, hey, don't say that. I've already made it right. I've already confessed it to God. He said, even God you sin against. I think you understand what the prophet was saying. He said, you have sinned against your marriage vows. If you do not confess it to your husband, you will go to hell for it. May God help us all. And the message teaches us how to make it right. And the woman told the prophet, hey, if I go, the man will divorce me. The grace of God came down. He said, even the man has similar things to tell you. Go and meet him. When the woman met the man, he said, where are you coming from? Are you coming from Will Abraham? He said, yes. He said, okay. What he told you is the truth. When I was in the army, this, that. May God help us. A man that is converted, whether the wife is with him for 2 years, you know, they with him,
The Holy Ghost keep him away from rottenness. But Paul, because of the kingdom of God, he became a eunuch. He was a man, healthy man, hale and hearty. He never married. Neither was he living in unclean living. Oh, glory to God. And the prophet said, the Holy Ghost, my comforter, will keep me away from that. If the comforter, Brother Brown, will keep him away from that, and you have the same comforter, he will also keep you away from that. Don't forget that the comforter keep you away from all sins. Not so. All. Miss all. Amen. May God help us. There is no man that is filled with the Holy Ghost that will be a hypocrite. There's no woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost that will be a hypocrite. No. When God comes inside of you, the body of sin is completely dead. We are going to read something. Completely dead. All right. Let's read. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. If you are to break down this word one by one, for 1 year you will finish that scripture we just read. Adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. No man born of woman in the flesh that will inherit that kingdom, except he's born again. You say, oh, what about the Old Testament something? Do you know they didn't go nowhere until Jesus went through the cross? May God help us. Then, that's the conclusion of the matter. They will not inherit the kingdom. Let's come to verse 22. This is a man that is born again. Are you following me? This is a man and a woman that is born again. But the fruit is not a grammatical error. You say, oh, you will say fruits as of many, because what he measured were plenty. Keep your grammar to yourself. Let's take the Bible as it is written. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Not feeding love. So people say they love somebody. You define the girl. You say you love her. You are leading her towards the way of hell. You say you love. That's not love. That's lust. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ, and what told you to Christi, have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. Where did they crucify it? You are looking at me. The prophet said, we were chosen in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. Before the foundation of the world. And the prophet said, when Christ was crucified at the cross, we were crucified with him. When he was buried, we were buried with him. When he resurrected, we resurrected with him. Our place today, where our life is being controlled from, is heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is why we are not bound by the thread of the people of the world. A thread came recently by the poor of the world. All the young people are having BS. Some use chemical to grow itself. For what? When you are not possessed with the spirit of Osama Bin Laden. May God have mercy on us. All over the place, they say it's a threat. It's a threat. Another threat don't come for women now. We have been talking about trousers before. Now, pipes that they wear. See, big women wear pipes. Come outside. It's a threat. All these things are signs of the end time. You go to Facebook, you see women advertising themselves, they are single, they want somebody to marry. The Bible says 7 women will get hold of 1 man. Say, take this reproach away from us. As for what we eat and clothe, we do that by ourselves. Just take away the reproach. is right under your nose. Brothers and sisters, when we begin to see these things, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. God bless you. Now, a day that our Christ has crucified the flesh with the affections are lost. A man filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to see her with women. He will not fall for women. I'm telling you, you put a countable dollar or pastorly or whatever down, he will never deny his faith. That is God in the man. You know the prophet preaches, Samuel, let us see God. In that sermon, he said, I would have taken several ways of seeing God. Say, but let me just take four ways. God in the universe, God in his word, God in his son, and God in his people. The God that descended on the mountain, and the mountain was referred to as Holy God, is the one dwelling in you. The nature God has is not a filthy nature. It's not a dirty nature. It's not a sinful nature. That is why I keep saying that we continue to say, a man that says he's filled with the Holy Ghost and is falling at the gate of women, let us tell him, oh, tire mimi mogba. You are claiming what you don't have. But I'm going to preach a message. God is identified by his characteristics. God has character. The character of God is not filthiness. It's not sinful. It's holiness and purity. Where brothers and sisters call themselves brothers and sisters in truth and in purity and in holiness. May God help us. There you find some pastors. They will finish all the guests other in the church. They will leave with one of them, one by one, and you still come and study. You are a hypocrite. You say, is it possible? Listen very closely. There are two places the Holy Ghost comes in a human being. Are you following me? I'm still with the message. You see that? You see your spirit and your soul is not converted. Truly, you are carrying the Holy Ghost in your spirit, and your soul is not converted. You can be living any kind of rubbish and nonsense life. You can carry mileage, you can carry a forgiving spirit, you can be falling at the gate of women, and yet you carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost in your spirit. Anointed once at the end time. The Holy Ghost is in the soul of the children of God. Once it's in your soul, God take over your life. You live like God. You talk like God. You act like God and react like God. That is what we are talking about. Praise God. Amen. All this kind of foolish religious spirit talking, this one a Yoruba, this one a Hausa, this one a Fulani. Rubbish and nonsense. By one spirit, the Bible says, we all, whether you be Fulan, you be Hausa, you be Igbo, you be anything, we all are baptized into one body. We are talking about the family of God. We went to meet somebody. Remember the person we went to meet the other time? He was talking about Azikiwe and Awolowo. I said, rubbish and nonsense. Are we politicians? God has a family. And in all the nations of the world, the few places I've been, I'm telling you, the same behavior they have. The same behavior. This last time I go to in Togo, it was a sister place I put up. A sister. Amen? Amen? She was not tempting me. She wasn't. Even if she was tempting me, I will ask her a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? It takes two to agree to do nonsense. The prophet said, if a sister is misbehaving towards you, he said, hold her hand and say, hey, sister, there is a better way to live than what you are trying to do. May God help us. But Abraham said, a man and a woman
are inseparable. It's a quote. He said, are inseparable. But God has put, he has put regulations how the two of them can live together. It must be by a legal process that God has put down. That is why if you as a man, you go ask the hand of a girl in marriage. The process is there. It's the message. Amen. You involve the parents. You pay dowry. So people don't believe they pay dowry. That's wrong. Look, you give custom to who custom, as long as that custom is not sinful. Some don't believe you can. Look, you can't be holier than the message. You cannot. Do you know? Oh man, the prophet before he joined that his brother's friend at the gate, he asked them, "Are you old enough to marry?" He said, "Yes, I got a written document from my parents." May God help us. I said, may God help us. The prophet said, if you don't go through those processes, he said, you are living. Well, let me bring it this way. He said, don't make it a common man and woman living. Go through the same process. That's why I keep telling you, you young ones that are in school, in your campus, don't allow university spirits to catch you and live like the rest of them. Don't do it. As a student, you are representing God in that school. As a worker, you are representing God in that place of work. As a place of authority that God placed you, you are representing God in that place. Represent him in holiness and purity and in righteousness. If there will be unrighteousness going on there before you come, say no to unrighteousness. In my tenure, it shall not be like this. If you say, well, I met it happening, it is the custom of the place. Custom of the place, and you know it's unrighteous, you close your mouth, you are a partaker. May God help us. I say, may God help us. When man gave birth, man and woman, they have a fallen nature. And that is why they have malice, they quarrel, they fight. Look at me and Rachel. The same parents. One man married them, and they were at one another's neck. Envy, which is of the devil. God has blessed this man. You begin to look at him, what kind. The blessings of God will even run away from you. You must appreciate your brother that God has blessed. Thank God for him. And blessings will come your way too. May God help us. For you to be a good leader, you must first of all be a good follower. If you are not a good follower, you can never be a good leader. You know, the other time I was saying something. May I say it again? Look, no matter how much you try to make the fivefold onefold, it will not work. There are fivefold. God made them five. And God said, don't miss them. There are apostles, there are prophets, there are evangelists, there are teachers, there are pastors. God made them the way they are. The prophet said, you were born with them. Amen. You were born with them, with that gift. You were born with it. The prophet said, he said, I know I could not be a pastor. He said, because I don't have the patience that the pastors have. He said, they can stay with two families and not take sides with any and bring a quarrel to sweetness. If the people will cooperate. I know of an assembly, we went to Ife the other time, remember? The case is still on. I will play the voice of the brother to you. So recently, the brother has gone to pick all the children from the place. And there is no way a man can take care of little kids like their mother. It is not the man to do it. He might want to do it. There is a nature that goes with mothers. Do you know the prophet said something? He said, if a woman gave birth to a baby, and they carried the child, put the child on the bosom of the woman. He said, take that child from there to another woman. He says, he will never agree. They said, it's love. He carried that child 9 months. He knows the mother. He gave us a further explanation. He said, in the cow pen, where you have many cows, many of them give birth, you know, at the same time, plenty. He said, this one can breastfeed this one. This is very hungry. He said, but when they come together, every little one knows their mother. You can't beat God. I don't care what science we attend to. He can never attain to the realm of the Almighty God. That is the overall boss. May God help us. Somebody was arguing with Brother Brian. I don't believe in this virgin bed. He must take a union. This one must produce it. This one must produce it to miss this. He had forgotten that the one that created the man, I put what is in the man in the man, is the one that created the woman. I put what is in the woman that miss and form a baby. And the man was arguing. You look at the prophet looked at him. He said, okay, may I ask you a question? The first man that came here, Adam, how did he come? The man was moping. When you are dealing with prophet, be careful. He said, the man is not educated. He's not educated. But he knew God. He's the mouthpiece of God. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Look, the only way out of sin is the new birth. Period. Outside of that, no matter how you come to church, you only fit church is shebube. Kuma sumbi, kuma ji. If you are not born by the Spirit of God, you believe in sin. Because why? The nature that is in you is a fallen nature. You can't help it. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. I'm the wife of the pastor. What are you talking? That's your idea. That's your opinion. Now, minister, and I gave birth to me, you are telling stories. God said, except a man be born again. He cannot. He cannot means he cannot. May God help us. Many of you young ones, you are getting to a place you'll be looking out for a woman now. Before you look out for a woman to marry, look out for the Holy Ghost first. We will not force you, but we will tell you this is what the message says. It is one of the requirements before you marry. You must receive the Holy Ghost. If you bypass it, you go and get your woman. We will bless you. Oh, we will not force anything on you. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believing, he should not perish. The believing, God's responsibility is to give you his word. Your responsibility is either to believe it or disbelieve it. You go and marry with the Holy Ghost. These are the people that almost will kill the pastor. Today, Naija, Gato Tutosi me, Animo Nisuru, Gato Mommy Loju, Motunu Suru, Gato Ayimile Kono ye. So mo, there is an end to human endurance. Me only bien mo, eh? May God help us. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the ability to discern the presence of the devil. The prophet said he came home from a meeting. What time? The children were making noise here. The wife was frustrated. He knew what was happening. A few seconds, he brought the situation under control. May God help us. That is why the prophet said, your best and your worst, he said, you leave it at home. In the church, Yoruba used to say, Kosija in church. Shadu Aki Shamini. Shalom. God bless you. Shalom. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Fine. He said, in your house. He said, that is where you live your best and your worst. Amen. Amen. May God help us. The materials for the bride to dress herself is what we are talking about. That is what is on the table. So you must examine yourself by it. Do you know? Sometimes the wife will cook, bring food, and kilos, you know. Kilos, eba, oh, eba, look to tell Ale. Morupe amalani. If you are not careful, that thing you did so, it can cause problem. It can cause problem. Before you know what is happening, not only that, they use pillow to divide the bed. What God has joined together, with the Bible say, no man should put asunder. They will use pillow to put it asunder. Not only that, but Shalom and Wosu. May God deliver you from every foolishness. No amen. No amen. God bless you. Some people will say, you see, my wife, remember, it's your choice. And here, where we were to bless you, we say, for better, for worse. Or you do, oh, motume, for better or for worse. If your wife become a devil after you have married her, carry the cross. Amen. Carry the cross. That is your cross. We don't believe the divorce in the house of God. Because here, we say, the death do we pass. Do you believe that? The death do we pass. That is why you must, that is why the prophet said, before you get married, he said, pray and pray very well and pray through. He said, because it can ruin your entire life. Are these statements correct? He said, it can ruin your entire life. Praise God, amen. We are seeing men that kill their wives. We are seeing women that kill their husbands. May that never be named among us. A man filled with the Holy Ghost, a woman filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil is defeated in that family. Not that he will not come. When he comes, they put him where he belongs. You cannot be too spiritual and say Satan will not come and tempt you. He tempted Jesus, who had the fullness of the Holy Ghost. We have a measure. Praise God. Amen. But when he comes, you will put, to be tempted is not a sin. It is when you are conquered by that temptation that it becomes sin. God bless you. May I say something? No matter the trial, no matter the temptation, no matter the persecution, no matter the misunderstanding, no matter the abusing words, no matter everything, there is no temptation that can defeat Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? No temptation that can overcome Holy Ghost. That is why the Bible says we are more than conqueror through him that loved us. Nothing can separate us from that love. Trials will come. We will overcome. Do you know Brother Abraham preached a message? How can we overcome? How can I overcome? That is how he titled the message. He made a statement. He said, it does not matter what we need to overcome if we know how to. Once you know you are born of the Spirit, any temptation that comes your way, you overcome it. If your wife decides to be a devil, you possess her gate. If your husband become a devil, you possess his gate. You bring situations under control. You know the prophet preached Samuel possessing the gates of the enemy. You tell your enemy, you become an enemy. You possess your gate and move on. Blessed be his holy name. Sufficient for you is to be my friend, so that you share the blessings that God has blessed me with. The prophet gave a physical analogy one time. He put a bucket of honey somewhere. Two little bears went inside the place. Where others were sensitive, the mama had one of them. They saw the prophet coming, they started going. But the other little one, the prophet said, hey, he wouldn't even mind the prophet. Finally, when he come out, he was full of the honey. He went to the mama and the other babies. They started licking his body. The blessings that God has blessed you and me, whosoever come in contact with us, we lick the blessings. We are children of blessings. We are not children of disappointment. We are not children of failure. We are not children of disgrace. We will never turn grace to disgrace. Oh, hallelujah, church. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. That is why the Lord said, whosoever blesses you is blessed. Whosoever curses you. I used to pity all those Okada riders. Before they, you know what's happening, Oti Yakase, Oti Shekwe Moni, Shanuo. Because I know what the word of God says about that. You curse me, you are cursed by God. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Look, the word of God cannot be broken. Where God say, the day you eat thereof, that day you will surely die. God only changed his mind concerning his word. And when they did it, that would have been the end of human race. But God reached in mercy. Oh, hallelujah. He wouldn't allow his children to go like that. And that is why the blood of animal was introduced to cover the sin of man. Pending where the perfect blood shall come. The animal blood was imperfect. Otherwise, it would have continued. Because of its imperfection. And God needed a perfect one. That is why God could not find it anywhere. Because every human being on it was born by sex. We all have fallen natures. Praise God, amen. To obey God was a problem. They told Saul, go to that place. Every living thing killed, both human being and animal. He went there, he brought the king. Contrary to the instructions. He brought big, big, fat lambs to the place. Disobedience. God said, go and tell that man. That's not what I told him to do. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Sometimes people said, after all, this pastor, God said, 1/10 of your earnings, pay it. When you are being blessed, you have millions, you will not pay. You will not pay because you think, resist best note to you. And God said, if you pay, He said, He will open the windows of heaven. He said, the blessings He will pour upon you, you won't have room. But if you don't pay, He said, He will put holes in your pocket. All those your millions. The choice is yours. That's why when the prophet was preaching the message, choosing of a bride, he said, your eternal destination is a choice. He said, you can choose to live right, and you can also choose to live wrong. God is never mocked. Whatever you do, whatever you sow, you will reap. If you sow in the flesh, you will reap corruption. But if you sow in the spirit, oh, hallelujah. It is life eternal. Peace that passeth all understanding. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. You can imagine the kingdom of God living in the soul of a man. Brother, sister, that is the Holy Ghost. That is what He does in the lives of His people. We don't have time for foolishness. To make it worse. I don't care what the person has done to you. I don't care. When that brother went to carry his children and the rest of it, I'll be aware of it and the rest. Was it there for yesterday? I called him. Because I took time to meditate on the thing. I called him, I said, brother, are you divorcing your wife? Because what you are doing now, that is where it's leading. If there is a problem, we must sit down and find out to solve it. Because the Bible says we shall judge ages. We shall judge the world. If we are going to judge ages and we will judge the world, why can't we judge little matters that happen among us? It is a shame and a disgrace. I told the brother, please, let's settle this matter. While I was talking to him, I couldn't help it. I was weeping. He was so surprised. So when I stopped, it took him time before he could talk to me. I said, please, all these steps, it's because let's settle this thing. Once a woman is married, she has no business in her parents' house. Because right here, you have renounced your father's name and take the man's name for life. Your children carry this man's name for life. If there is any problem, settle it. Sit down and settle it. We don't believe in divorce. We don't. Till death do we part. Praise God. Amen. He told me, okay, he will call me back. Was it this morning he called me? Oh, no, he didn't call me. He sent me a message. What did he say? He still owed it to his God. Let me tell you one thing. The heart of man is stony. Until you are converted, you don't have a soft heart. You will always think you are right. No matter how wrong you are, you think you are right. May God help us. I say, may God help us. That is why you, some sister, you used to come to me and say, your husband doesn't love you. You know, I used to tell you, tell the best in the air. The reason is this. When you were a girl, in the midst of many girls, this man single-heartedly come to you. I chose you to be his life companion and be the mother of his children. If he has not seen something good in you, he will do that. Because whatever you are, that is how you will raise your children. That is the supreme love I believe a man can have for a woman. Amen? Because of trial, he said, the man no love me. You are talking jazz. May God help us. The man no love you, carry you out of many sisters. Let me tell you, there is no man who will marry you and say, trouble will not come. Trouble came to the house of Brother Abraham. The trouble will not come. It's not even something that's supposed to cause trouble. Discipline the child. And the child hold the daddy and say, I repent. And the daddy, every Christian will have that weak point. Whosoever offend you, I say, he repent, I'm sorry. That should be the end of the matter. Some carry miles for life. They say, until we reach heaven, before we settle it. There's no promise in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to settle quarrels in heaven. You either settle in here, or you will not even be in heaven you are talking of. How can you carry miles in your heart to say you are going to heaven? Shalom to your soul. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You see, both of you are converted. You will know that this, my wife, is a product of grace. The woman will know this, my husband, is a product of grace. If you step on each other, which is not impossible. If my wife doesn't step on me, who will he step on? Step on me. He step on me and do it again and again. Amen. Then you sit down quietly and resolve it. Amen. The brother was telling me he's tired of meetings upon me. I said, Brother Abraham, preach a message, conference with God. If there is no trouble, there be no conference. There was trouble in Nigeria one time. That is why they went to Aburi. I've been to Aburi in Ghana, where they went to. That's why Ojukwu was saying, on Aburi I stand. Because there was trouble. And they have to be, a conference. To do what? Where human being called conference, we need the opinion of Brother Bat, Brother Assessor, Brother Joel, and everybody. Why? We are looking for solution. But when God called conference, shut your mouth. Because he knows the solution to all problems. Whatever problem you think you have now, God knows the solution. That's why you must commit all things into his hands. He knows the answer. He has what it takes to solve problems. He can, even if your wife is not converted, he can convert her. Who converts man? Is it not God? Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I wanted to read this thing. I will say read. I don't know. Let me read. God bless you, church. Amen. I want you to notice here of the prophet, apostle rather, Paul, how he made mention of this. You, as he quickened, who were once dead. You had he quickened, who were once dead. Dead is sin and trespasses. Walking after the things of the world, the desire of the flesh, and fulfilling the desire of the mind, and so on. What caused this change? There's a change now. What caused this change, you see? And what caused it? From what time be dead to quicken. Quicken means made alive. There was a change from death unto life. There is no other thing that could happen to any person so great as to change him from death to life. A man, if he was dying physically, I could be healed physically, that would be a great thing. But nothing so great as when he is spiritually dead and God has quickened him to life. Amen. That is why some people think tomorrow, because of lack of revelation, that's why they don't believe that we can be perfect. Brother Abraham said, when you are in Christ, you are perfect. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. They say we are human beings. We are not ordinary human beings, no. At all, when we are born of God, we are born little gods. Are you getting what I say? We have divine nature, not fallen nature. We are as holy as our Father is holy. That's why Brother Abraham said, you are as eternal as God is eternal. You cannot die because God cannot die. Oh, glory to God. There are some truths that need to be emphasized. Man, we don't fear death. You know, you used to hear some people, they say, they say heaven, 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 and nobody wants to die. What are you talking? You are not talking scripture. Listen very closely. But Paul said, I'm between two opinions, between two strength. To go, I be with the Lord, which is what? Far better. Rather than to be here. He said to be here is for your good. So that the ministry God gave me will continue to be a blessing to you. But to over there, when the prophet was taken to the sixth dimension, he didn't want to come back. Amen? He didn't want to come back. God bless you, church. Many of us would have preferred to go. It's just that it's always a person that commits suicide. Amen? We don't commit suicide. We wait until our time. When our time comes, gradually, graciously, we praise this, our glory, our honor, our testimony, we go. The prophet said, I have witnessed sinners die. I have witnessed saints die, singing the praises of God. The difference is clear. This one, when is that? He sees where he's going. This one, when he's there, he sees where he's going. Some are groaning. Some are regretting. But this one is seeking the presence of God. Because he has passed from death unto life. We remember the case of Bosworth. When the prophet met him, he said, hey, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen thereof. He said, Brother Bosworth, Say, when was the best in your Christian life? He said, now. He said, do you know you had died? He said, no. He said, I died long ago. He said, today is the day of my coronation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why the prophet said, even at death, the believer is not defeated. We cannot be defeated. We are passed from death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. We were judged when we were with Christ at the cross. We cannot be judged second time. Though it is written in the scripture, disappointed unto man was to die after that judgment. That does not, it's not applicable to you and me. We are passed from death unto life. God bless you. How can you carry these things? How can you carry the kingdom of God in your soul and not be happy? You are talking about the economy of Jagaba. Jagaba just come there, he detained for yesterday. So we know the economy ribo sherini. Utobale nina. Emma Gaduafu. Shangdomi. Pray for him. Uloko. With all the trouble. Uloko. Otiko. Amen. How many of us believe that God can change situations? There's no impossibility with our God. Just pray for him. He has good intention. God will help him. But don't forget that God said, I will supply all your needs. All means all. How he will do it? It's in his hand. Have you ever sat down and begin to think, where did that raven get food he was bringing for Elijah in the morning and the evening? Were you the one cooking it? But he was bringing food. Elijah will eat and satisfy and drink water. That same God has not changed. Have you ever seen bird fall down? They say, Kilopa, will they be Lopa? Yeah. There is somebody that cares for them. All the living creatures inside water, including the little ants or noticeable, I'm a match. God cares for them. We say, I should not be happy that it's my father. Oh, my ba, ni mi she. Ni ba, ni ba, go, ni mu, Jesus. She be ba, ba, wa, no, ni le. Kama, ni, ki, ma, yo, fa, la, la. Amen. When we are going to bed in the night, we commit the night to God. Sometimes you go to your bed, you can't even sleep. Why? You are meditating upon the promises of God. We went to visit Paul, the brother who went there in Togo, me and Donnell. Then we started, no admonition. We find at Donnell, I said, Donnell, look, the Bible says, let the gospel become your conversation. I said, we'll be here for hours. This man has just taken a wife. Lead this man and his wife. Hallelujah. Because when ministers meet and they begin to, you know, talk like that, they can talk hours. We are not talking Jagaba and Obio. No, those are fere fere. We are talking about the things that matters. Oh, glory to God. The things that matters. The glorious promises that God has made. What we have, the Holy Ghost we are talking of, is just a foretaste. A little foretaste of what we will be. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord be our courage as we travel on. Amen. Fight on the battle, brethren, for we come here not to joke. If we are to fight, we are sure there to win, we shall meet on. Hallelujah, oh, me. Hallelujah, oh, me. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. We shall meet on the rapture. Brothers and sisters, there is no temptation that comes to you which is not common to men. Did your scripture say that? He didn't stop there. He said, but God is faithful. He will not allow a temptation that will destroy you to come to you. Out of every temptation, he will make a way of escape so that we'll be able to bear it. Brothers and sisters, from high to glory, salvation is a gift of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Do you love the Lord? Because he first of all loved us. Where did he love us? From before the foundation of the world. Look, the devil can't get us. It's not possible. God has made it impossible for Satan to get us. No matter the gimmick he will play. He cannot change the seed of God to serpent seed. He doesn't have that power. Just shake one another and say shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom. The devil hates that. What Satan brought into the world is hatred. But what God brought is love. That is why Jesus said, by this shall all men know ye are my disciples. When ye have love, one for another. We love one another. Because we are members of the family of the Almighty God. Amen. You once in times past dead. You were dead. Even many here tonight, one time, can look back and know that you were dead. But now, why are you dead tonight? As you were dead, you deserve to be that way because you was a sinner. But God, who is rich in mercy, that is the thing. God, who was rich, and this thing that we were, but God, that made the change right there. God, who is rich in mercy. Oh, I'm so glad for that. That is being rich in mercy. If you are just rich in money, if you were just rich in materials, which he is, but yet, the greatest thing is being rich in mercy. Oh, what a great word that is. How that we were once dead. And we were speaking the other night on how the seed must die. And everything around that gem of life must not only die, but rot. If it doesn't rot, it cannot live. A rot is completely done away with, is finished. And until we get to the place that our own ideas and our own thinking is completely gone and is rotted away from us, then the gem of life can begin to live. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, church. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Oh, hallelujah. God is so good. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, how can you be in Christ? By Holy Ghost baptism. Are you hearing me? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The way God created Adam, the way Jesus came into this world, that is what you become when you are in Christ. All things are passed away. Because they were associated with that old nature. The divine nature has come. The change must come. Behold, all things have become new. All things means all things. Are you following me? Oh, man. That is why in the church of God, there is no class. There is no class. Say, we are special class. Who made you special? The blood that cleanses the worst sinner in our midst is the same blood that cleanses you. No class in the church of God. Even ministers are not special. They are not special. What they are, the word of God spell it out. They that labor in the work and teach, he said, esteem them high. Are you following me? But we are not special. Is this, we were all born in sin. Is it great? The prophet said, don't look at me. He said, look at the message I'm bringing. He was born by chance and error. So people had tried to make him a deity. Baptizing in his name. Pray, they put a picture down praying. That is a spirit of error. Are you following me? It's a spirit of error. They need the Holy Ghost. But Abraham did not point us to himself. He pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following me? That is why I don't buy the idea that you see the original way of listening to the message of the hour is by playing tape. What are you talking about? Your father did not teach that. Your father taught us fivefold ministries: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And he taught us and warned us, say what the text says. That is what Paul told Timothy. He said, you know me, you know what I believe. He said, by saying the same thing, you will save yourself, save the people that you preach unto. Are you following me? But Abraham believed in fivefold ministries. Look, God will bless Joseph. The president of the Voice of God recording. God will bless him for making the message available to the whole world in different languages. Our people are translating the message to Yoruba now in different languages. God will bless him for it. I remember the prophet said he wished that Joseph will be a prophet. Brothers and sisters, that does not make Joseph a prophet. Are you following me? If you break down when the prophet was telling us about this ministry, he told us, he explained to us who an apostle is, who is a prophet is. A prophet is known with visions. And he has thus says the Lord. And those things following Joseph, if they are not, be careful. Amen? Amen? Do you know there are some churches today, they no longer, both their pastor, everybody, not tell them they play. Even they want to do wedding. Now, Brother Abraham's voice, that is nothing but fanaticism. Brother Abraham told us about Martin Luther. He said the mystery and the miracle about Martin Luther protesting Roman Catholic and ghost scot free was not just that he did that, because they could have put him to death right away, but the hand of God was on him. He said that was not the only miracle. He said one of the miracles was that he was able to hold his head straight against fanaticism that followed his message. He said some people were doing things that you know they were guided by wrong spirits. Wrong spirits. People baptizing in the name of William Henry O'Brien. They put his picture down praying to him as Elohim. That is a spirit of error. But Abraham didn't teach that. That is not in the tape. The prophet said that he told me to tell you to say what is in the tape. We will continue to say what is in the tape. We will be loyal to what is in the tape. Amen. The prophet said the Holy Ghost will never deviate from the word of God, because it's the right time of it. Is the quickener of it. Is the one that gave power to his children to live by it. It will never deviate from it. And the prophet said, if you are born of the Spirit of God, he said, what is the Holy Ghost? He said, it's the word of God, made spirit, dwelling in you. How can you be born of the word and deny the word at the same time? It's a spirit of error. We will never bow to that. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Yeah. Now, I might eject just a little bit of doctrine here. That doctrine, if you don't believe it, all right. I'm reading you. That is just okay. I do believe it. I believe that a man, when he is born into this world, that when you are a little baby born into the world, you could not have been here without being the foreknowledge of God. Can we say amen? Because he's the infinite and he knows all things. And when that little baby is born into the world, there is something in that baby. If he is ever going to have life, there is a little thing, some little something in there, in that child there, that he comes to sooner or later. That little seed is in him. Now, if you take, the scriptures plainly declare that. Now, if you have gone eternal life tonight, listen, you know, if we have eternal life, then we always were. Because there is only one form of eternal life. We always were. And the reason we were, because we are part of God. And God is the only thing that is eternal. And like as Melchizedek received tithes from Abraham, and he was slaughtered to his great grandson, Levi, who was yet in the loins of Abraham, paid tithes. For he was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek. I want to speak on that over on the other side. On the other side, one morning. Who is this Melchizedek? Now notice that way back, God knew this boy was coming down. He knew all things. Now we are part of God. You always was. You don't remember it because you were only an attribute in God. You were only in his thinking. Your very name, if it ever was on the book of life, it was put there before the foundation of the world. Do you believe that? He knew what you were. Oh, brothers and sisters, he didn't put it there for fun. Hey, I used to say in the first square city, there is not going to be a mansion vacant. They say, oh, this vacant mansion was supposed to be for Pastor Martins, but he couldn't make it. That is rubbish. Every mansion that will be there, whosoever is made for, we occupy it. Oh, man, we are serving God who don't have an abandoned project. Our God does not abandon any project. He had the ability to start. He has the ability to complete. He had the material to finish. He doesn't fall short of nothing. That is the God we serve. That is why we can see that song. All is well. Oh, man. When everything is bad, all is still well. It's a good day, the bad day. On top of the mountain, the best of the valley. All is simply well. For you and for me. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. It shall long to your soul. We will soon close. But let me read more. Believe thou this, that before the foundation of the world, God foreknew you. He foreknew me. He foreknew you. He wrote our names in the last book of life. Then you come here, you are afraid of witches. Who is a witch? Who is a wizard? Who is a Mary? Who is a Bande? Little spirit. In Mark 16, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. If you are a witch, I will cast you out. If you are a wizard, I will cast you out. If you are an Emery, I will cast you out. If you are an Obadiah, I will cast you out. If you are Mami Water Spirit, I will cast you out." Amen. God gave us that authority. You look at Nigeria police. The man might look as if he has not eaten 10 days ago. Afefele Magbe. Titwela Bati. Botoba Shebai. Authority. Only that he doesn't have strength. Even to stop a bicycle. We are not talking of strength. We are talking about authority. We are sons and daughters of God. We have authority over demons. God gave us, before they were converted in Matthew chapter 10, God gave them power, verbal power. They went and cast out devils. They came by rejoicing. All evil spirits are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, don't rejoice because of that. Rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Nothing can change us. We cannot backslide. We cannot fail. We will arrive safely. Amen. So with all our strength, with all the revelation we have, we can see Satan shame unto you. Power belong to you. We say Satan shame unto you. We say devil shame unto you. Satan shame unto you. Power belong to Jesus. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Okay. Let me read again. I'm only saying this, not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out, that we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be. But now, you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. For where God had you in his thinking, at the beginning, you have to be some part of you. Your life that is in you now had to be with God before there. Where then he, before he even become material here on earth, before there was anything, but God, you were one of his attributes. He know what your name will be. He know the color of hair you will have. He know all about you. The only thing happen is where you been a sinner. Hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You talk about trials. Look! They starved lions, not one, to put Daniel inside. Why? Because of his faithfulness to his calling. If God called you, you'll be faithful to the calling. Yes, sir. They did that so that when they throw Daniel, before he reaches ground, the lion would have divided his meat. Not when God is with you. When they throw Daniel there, the pillar of fire went ahead of him. And animals fear fire. When they saw fire, they went and lie down. God will protect you to the uttermost. The very furnace, they heated it several times hotter than ever before. I used to say, why didn't they do it a million times? It's no problem to God. When they burned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to throw them inside that place, when they opened the window or whatever, the heat that came out carried the people, killed the people that carried them. Amen? And they threw them in there. A single hair on their head was not burnt. Who do you say this is? Are you comparing God to man? The one who made the heavens and the earth. Is he your father? And you defeat little devils. Cast them away and move on. Forward never. Backward never. God bless you, church. I said, God bless you. Samson was a little bitty man. The Bible says when the Spirit of God come upon him, it's something else altogether. 1,000 men armed with helmets on their head went to ambush him to kill him. They were against him. If God is for you, the whole world are against you. They will be defeated. When they came out against Samson, Samson, look here, look here. Because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. He just saw a joy bowl. The prophet said, rain has fallen on it. Sun has beaten on it. He said, ordinarily, you take that joy bowl, hit there, earn it, it will go into 1,000 pieces. These are the words of the prophet. He said, it will go into 1,000 pieces. But as long as it was in the hand of Samson, and the Spirit of God came upon him, he was not hitting somebody twice. Let her ride. Hey, finish there. Do you know? Let me tell you. 500 people, if they ambush you and you have AK-47 in your hand, well loaded, and it is guaranteed that the bullets cannot finish. Before you kill 20 of them, they will take the gun from you. Amen. They will take the gun away from you. But this one was special. He was put in a position. He that placed him there was with him. In the message total deliverance, the prophet said, when God put you in a place where as a position, he said, completely equips you. Completely equips you. God bless you. I said, God bless you. Then they told them, eat there. The Lord himself came down. He neutralized the fire. He can change situations. Yes, sir. He changed the situation there. When they were there, a single hair of their hair was not burnt. Then the man came. He said, how many did you throw in? They said, 3. He said, I can see a fourth person. And the fourth one is like the Son of God. Our God can save to the uttermost. We don't fear no nothing. Fear God and keep his commandments, and the rest of the blessings of God will follow you. The prophet said the Pentecostal will draw Samson as a giant. He said no. He said giant was, he said Samson was a little bitty person. What made the difference? The Spirit of God coming upon him. Brothers and sisters, God does not have two spirits. That spirit that was coming upon Samson is the word dwelling in us today. It will never lead you to sin. And the Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are what? The sons of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord? We will soon go and pray. God bless you. A product of the mercies of God. A product of the grace of God. That is why you have to be careful. You say, I don't like the person. You are disliking him. What will he do for him? It will do nothing. You can't go to God and say you made a mistake. Why did you choose this one? He will tell you, speak to the birds in the air. Praise God, amen. Where God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Talo fellow, follow me, Iru court will never be love. Eh? She local court, me, I be magistrate. May God help us. He hated Esau. And Esau needed to be hated because the birthright where lays the blessings. He denied it. And Israel said, God said, I love you. They said, where would you love us? And God told them, what Esau not a brother of Jacob? Was he not? Cain and Abel, were they not born by the same woman? They have the same mother, they don't have the same father. And Abel and Cain, they have the same pastor. Adam was their pastor. Where they were to bring their offering. Hallelujah. Abel brought the correct, precise offering, acceptable by God. When Cain came, he did contrary. And when he saw that the offering of Abel was accepted, his soul was rejected, he became jealous. Jealousy is of the devil. Are you following me? It's of the devil. Have you ever noticed it in the market? You are buying something from somebody, the next woman. He said, Crony, why do you mean? Crony, why do you mean? It's jealousy. Jealousy. and you are shaking my and he goes to me around Daniel. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. We will soon close. Let me read this one, then we will close. Many of you can fellowship with me on this tonight. When you were a little boy or a little girl, you will walk around and there will be certain things that will just where it wouldn't bother the other kids. It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. There was God somewhere, yet you were a sinner. You remember that? Congregation says amen. Certainly now, what was that? That was that little form of life in you. And in my testimony, I think I've talked about this life where my friends, you know, we were friends, sinners. And one of them was having a girlfriend close to my house where I was living. The girl will know when the boy is not in my place. She will come. He come and play. Man, how many of us know what changer is? Changer. All of you will know, but few will know. It's master's voice. You see, I was having those LP, they call them LP, a small records. You can play them hours, and you can't exhaust them. Ebenezer Bay, and Sonia Day, all those stuff. The girl will come. She will play those records till midnight in my room. Now, me and her, they will. And it's a big girl. You need to see the dances. Immoral dance, shaking and bum bum. I was just looking at her. I called my friend. I said, look, this is what your girl is doing. He said, eh? He said, what do you mean? He said, go ahead and leave with her. Am I going to marry her? I didn't do it to how am you simple? Though I was a sinner, but I didn't do it to because this is a friend we eat together. I know, no. I know it was wrong. Do you know finally when that woman got married? Each time she sees me, she go on her two knees. It's not every man a woman can carry away by a bumbo, shaking bum, rubbish and nonsense. You can't use bumbo to tempt God. God will overcome your bumbo. That's why you invest. There is a way they work. That is a normal way of working. A man without the Holy Ghost, she will fall for a woman anytime. Do you know why? That is the original sin. May God help us. But God is master of all situations. Oga kwata kwata ni, in whichever way you pass come, is there. Hallelujah, church. Sons and daughters of God, we resemble God. God bless you. I say God bless you. Yes. We have to close now. Oh, does it matter if I mic here and stop? For the next 2 months, I will be here. Maybe when I come next time, I have inspiration for something else. God bless you. It's rich in mercy. One thing about him, Nipi. Tolong baso kwe, uunyole. Whether by foreknowledge or by predestination, by whichever me, tofing on me, or penny for long. Provided that one of them. Amen. Hey, display that shall make we sing. There are people almost everywhere who's at all that. Come on, brother. Yeah, that's the chorus. That's the chorus. Shall we rise? There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. With that fair apathy, cause we cleanse and be them clean. It is morning, now we demand for glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not like me, nor boast or believe him, they have already seen their Pentecost baptized in Jesus' name. And I tell him, now go around, his path is a destiny. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. Are you one of them? One of them. Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. One of them, one of them, one of them. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. To a close, we'll come and take a few paragraphs in the evening. Are you one of them? Are you presuming? Are you sure? The prophet said, "The sleep second, when the Holy Ghost came up, he said, you will know. What were you before? What are you now?" Brothers, sisters, the materials that we are using to dress the bride, for the bride to dress herself and make herself ready, is the message of the hour. as we bring the service to a close, if you want to be remembered in prayer for whatsoever, just raise your hand unto God, our Heavenly Father. The hands of your children are up for different reasons, which are known unto you, because they can never be secret before you. Before you form them in their mother's womb, you know today they will raise hands. The sermon that we preach today, these hands that are up, Heavenly Father, attend to their needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Give unto them whatsoever they are desiring from you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in this audience, anywhere sickness is hiding, whether the large intestine, whether in the small intestine, whether in the veins, whether in the marrow, whether in the bones, whether in the heart, whether in the liver, whether in the whatsoever, oh God, the kidneys, Heavenly Father, the heart, everywhere from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Diseases and sicknesses, hear the word of the Lord. For this purpose, the Lord was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Therefore, Satan, pack your diseases, pack your sicknesses, pass your afflictions, and pass your infections. Leave the people of God alone in the name of Jesus. May everybody be well in the name of Jesus. As many as are looking unto you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may they receive now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those already feel, may you refill them. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take glory, Lord. Take honor, Lord. Where the enemy come to try to poke a doubt in us, please, Master, raise a standard for us, Lord. Put him where he belongs. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Let us sing an hymn before we go. God bless you. You love the Lord. There is a place of preference by hand. So rest. Little prayers for all is well. 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 From the top to the bottom, reveal something. That was the presence of God with them. That is where the ark was. That is where the commandments of God was. And the prophet said to enter there at that time was death through the blood of animal. He said, but today, to fail to enter is death. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Give glory to the Lord. Give glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Give to be free.